Sound Radio. The big sound of North Wales live on your smartphones, your smart speakers, your tablets and laptops as well at soundradio.wales. It is time for another Sound Lounge where we bring you a North Wales artist into our lounge. There's no sofas and things, but it's quite comfortable. Into our lounge to talk about music and what they get up to and their gigs, their past life, their present and their future as well, and the music they enjoy. And joining me today, my guest is Mr. Dan Pearce. Afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Oh, that's a very smooth voice. You've done this before.
I have a few times.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for travelling all the way to our studio today. But you're from Buckley, I believe.
Yes. Is
that where you've always sort of grew up and lived? And
Yeah. Been in Buckley all my life, 20 years, and
by the sounds of it, you quite like living there.
Yeah, sometimes.
so you're into music. You're a performer, singer-songwriter.
Yes, I have been since 2012. I've been performing since. I've been doing music since I was about eight to nine.
So something you've always loved, then? Something you've always been around? It's always been music around and things. And
oh, definitely, yeah.
What are your big sort of musical influences then? Who?
I'd say the likes of Green Day, Bryan Adams. Mm-hmm. I don't know really. It's put me on the spot there.
It's one of them questions. And you just asked me the same sort of thing. And it's like, well, I don't know. There's different moods. Because sometimes I can love soul music. Some days I can love sort of hip hop. Some days I can love bands. Some days I can find myself listening to Katy Perry. I don't like to tell people that, but sometimes I think, this is quite a good song. I like this. But it's always a hard question. But obviously, you're a singer. So what made you... You play guitar. Do you play any other instruments?
Bass, piano, drums.
Right.
Violin and a bit of ukulele.
Well, that's more I was expecting you to say. So I was going to say, what made you sort of pick up the guitar? But obviously, there's other instruments in there as well. Were there any sort of... Yeah. Was that sort of the musical influence, or...?
I started off by playing piano, as I say, when I was about 8 or 9. And at first, it just wasn't for me, so I had to stop. I ended up picking up bass just because it was quite easy for me at first. And then it was sort of from there that I realised I wanted to do a little bit more, and I just wanted to... go out, so I bought an acoustic guitar and just been playing that.
And you sort of self-taught as well, music-wise? And...
Yes, I've had a few tutors over the years, but mostly self-taught, yeah.
Okay. And any sort of bands you've been in the past, or have you always been a sort of a solo artist? Or
I've been in a few bands, but I'm not good with working with people.
Okay. Well, what sort of bands? Was that sort of the same influences you're sort of into now?
Yeah, same influences. It was just... it was musical differences more than anything, like more gigs-wise. Like, I'd want to go out and do a gig a week, and they were sort of more relaxed mood where it was, like, once a month. So it was sort of... It was a bit challenging to hold myself back, but we all decided in the end that it was better just go separate ways and
didn't
see how that went.
And you've been sort of... you've been out there on your own ever since then?
Yeah.
Is there any sort of... How long have you been gigging for then? You said you've sort of been doing music since 2012, is that?
Yes, it's since I was 14. I did my first gig at the Grosvenor in Buckley.
Okay.
I'm not even sure if that's still there now. But basically what kicked everything off for me was playing at McLean's Pub in Pentry with a guy called Ian Forrester.
Okay.
And he's a lovely guy to me. He's helped me get so many support gigs, and he's done a lot for me. Since then, I've just been playing pubs and festivals.
Nice. So what, did you remember your first gig? Was it sort of daunting? Was it?
Yeah. I remember not being able to find the door to actually enter the building. So I was walking around for about half an hour. I called the guy, and I was just like, I'm really sorry, I can't get in. And he was like, well, the door's open. Where are you? I was like, I'm not too sure.
What a story. So you, let me get this straight. Your first gig, you were stuck outside.
I couldn't find the door.
So it was obviously, there must have been panic, much panic.
Yeah, I used to get to gigs, I still do, about an hour early. So I had loads of time, but it was sort of like, what if I can't get in? What if I'm at the wrong place? Bear in mind, 6 years ago, I couldn't drive. So I was just a bit like, what do I do?
Okay. Well, I won't go embarrassing anymore. Did the gig go well? That's the main thing.
Yeah, it was a nice gig. The people there that I knew got up on stage, sang, and it was just nice. Just got on with things.
Good. And that sort of give you the confidence to sort of keep at it and keep doing it.
Yeah.
If it had gone the other way, a total disaster, do you think you would have sort of carried on, or?
I think I would have, yes. Go forward a few years. It was 2014, 6th of December. I won't forget this. I played a gig in Sorgel. Worst one I've ever played. Everything just went wrong, but I took a couple of months off and I was fine after that.
A few months?
It was a bad gig. It was right. A bad gig.
Shouldn't we go into it then?
I just... Everything went wrong. PA kit went, my guitar, the batteries just went in it. My mic wasn't working. Literally everything went, and they double booked me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we'll do then. We'll play a track, because you have brought your guitar along.
I have indeed.
Because of the Sound Lounge, we do like people to play songs. You can play covers, you can play your own music as well. So you've got two songs you're hopefully going to play for us today that you've wrote yourself.
Yes.
And you're going to do a cover as well, which I won't mention what the cover is.
Okay.
But anyway, if you're listening on our website at soundradio.wales, you can watch at Facebook, facebook.com/soundradiowales. We'll play some Bryan Adams and come back. Would you like to do a live performance live?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
The big sound of North Wales.
Sound Radio. Sound Radio. Bryan Adams, 18 Till I Die, on the Sound Lounge here on Sound Radio Wales, as picked by Dan Pierce. You're a fan. Of Bryan Adams.
I am, yes.
I see, well, I sense a lot of sort of American, well, he's Canadian, you know what I mean, yeah. American sort of musical influences.
Yeah, I mean, I used to write a lot of my music and it was very, my voice was very twangy on them. I've tried to get out of that as much as I can now.
Okay.
Yeah, I've tried to make sure everyone knows I'm British.
Fair enough. So is sort of Bryan Adams somebody, an inspiration of your sort of,
Yeah.
Songwriting.
I mean, I've been a fan of him for 10 years. I saw him 10 years ago and I saw him earlier this year, which was amazing. It was sort of a last minute thing. He's just an incredible musician, and I think anyone who's looking to get into music should listen to him just to feel quite inspired by it.
Okay, so you're going to play one of your own tracks?
I am, yes.
Should we talk about the track after you've performed it, or would you prefer to talk about it before?
It's completely up to you.
Let's hear the track first, then we'll talk about it. Maybe you can tell us the background about it and how.
Okay.
Okay, I'll let you introduce it then. I'll introduce you. This is Dan Pierce, and he's going to play a live track, one of his own tracks, on the Sound Lounge on Sound Radio Wales.
Okay. This song is called Stars. You and I become stars in disguise. You and I become stars in the sky. Today becomes tomorrow, tomorrow comes yesterday. One night is all we ask, now we're doing it again. I asked you to stay the night, now you're going home, I'm losing the fight. I drank the bottle, choked on pills, now I'm going down, I'm losing tonight. You and I become stars in disguise. You and I become stars in the sky. Choked on my pillow, danced on my bed. Now I lose myself to a chemical romance. Slip on the floor, I've got nothing at all. Froze myself till I breathe a fall. You and I become stars in disguise. You and I become stars in disguise. We fall so far and pick ourselves up with nothing at all. You and I become stars in disguise. You and I become stars in the, become stars in the, become stars in the sky.
Love it. Love it. That's called Stars.
It is, yes.
You wrote yourself.
Yes.
What's sort of the story behind that then? How did that come about?
Okay, so I released an EP in 2016, which was titled Something You Left Behind. And it was a very honest EP about how I was feeling at that time. And that EP took about 4 years to write. It took 4 years to make.
Okay.
And I felt as though it was almost too honest, in a sense that, I'm not quite sure how to describe it. It was too honest, basically. And this song, Stars, was basically a way to say, it was basically contradicting myself. It was to say, no matter how hard things get, you've always got that one person there. You've always got that one person to help you stand back up. They're always there for you. Never give up.
Okay.
And that's sort of where it came from, to be honest.
And how does your writing technique work? Are you an artist that writes lyrics first, puts the music to, or just sort of write the melody? Or maybe something totally different then?
What I try to do sometimes is sit down and just write a song, but many people will tell you that just doesn't work.
Mm.
I mean, Stars came together being in work. I just start going, like, I knew the tune that I wanted. I just didn't know what lyrics. I didn't know the melody that would go with it. And that song probably took about two or three months to write.
Okay.
It's probably one of the quickest songs that I've written.
Yeah, obviously some songs come quicker than others, I guess. Like you're saying, you'd probably... Do you find that sort of issues in life sort of influence songs and things? And
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not so much in my own life anymore, which I'm quite happy to say, but just things that happen around me on a day-to-day basis, whether it's something that I've seen on the news, and no matter what, things get better. I mean, I hope it's okay me saying, a celebrity committed suicide the other week, and it's a hard topic.
Yeah.
But if you know how to feel about it, you know how to write about it, you know the right words to say, it makes everything better.
Yeah, so it's sort of expression, self-expression,
yeah,
through music.
Yeah, it's like a diary. That's how I find writing. It's like a diary.
Okay.
Yeah, write down how I feel and then try and throw that into a song.
Ah, nice. That's interesting. That's interesting because everyone's sort of different. No one's sort of... You could, I guess, as well, if you're a musician, you can copy somebody's style of song, but still, it's, if you wrote a song, there's something about you in that song. It's just how it comes out, and like I said, it's self-expression. You find stories and things and what's going on in your mind, and you sort of write a song about it, and it helps you maybe sort of release something as well.
I mean, I've written hundreds of songs.
I was just going to ask you that. How many songs?
6 that I've released, including that one, but hundreds and hundreds, literally just from stupid things like I wanted a cookie dough Ben and Jerry's a couple of years ago and I didn't have the money for it, so I wrote a song about how upset I was about it.
I'd like to hear that song.
You are not hearing it.
So it's positive things, like things that happen in your life, and then you sort of write songs. But obviously there's songs that you wrote, and have you ever sort of wrote a song, thought this is great, then totally forgot the chords, the lyrics and things, and then never been able to quite get
what
it back?
What I tend to do is, if I know that I'm going to be able to write a song, I get a feeling that I'm just going to pick up my guitar, I'm going to write something. So I either have notes ready on my phone, a notepad, or I have my video camera.
Yeah.
And I just lie on the bed and I just play for an hour or two, see what comes out. And with the next song that I'll be playing for you in a bit, it came together in 2 days, which I'm over the moon about because I actually really like the song.
Okay.
And it started off in three separate songs and I tried to merge them all together and it just came out nicely.
So you're saying you keep a pad, you keep some records, you've pretty much got an archive of everything you kind of do, so you never...
Yeah.
You can always go back to something. If the day's not where your head's not in that song,
you
might be able to work on something else. And
yeah. When I was writing Something Left Behind, I remember having three songs for my last song, and I picked the oldest one out of them just because I preferred it. I'd written it probably just after I'd started playing music, and it was just there. I knew what I wanted, and that was the song.
Great. So what we'll do then, we'll play another quick song by Brian Adams, let your fingers rest from playing guitar. You got another track for us to play?
Yes.
And then we'll sort of talk about what's your sort of plans for the future, where gigs, maybe things, places you go in. And you'll finish off with, a secret cover. I know what it secret is, but cover. We'll keep it a secret. Quite looking forward to it. You listen to Sound Radio Wales.
This is Sound Radio.
If you're watching on Facebook on our page, you can listen as well with all the music at soundradio.wales. But still joined in the studio by our guest, Dan Pearce, singer-songwriter Dan Pearce, who's been strumming along to some Brian Adams. Run to you. Still, but we've already mentioned that you're a big fan. We don't need to go into that again. Yeah. So you've got another song to perform for us.
I have, yeah.
Is this from the same EP as Stars or...?
No, Stars and this song are from a new EP that's hopefully coming out next year. Maybe year after, depending on money. yes, they're just new songs, to be honest, and this one I wrote a few days ago, so you'd have to bear with me on it.
Okay, well, there you go. This is a brand new song, an exclusive song by Dan Pearce.
Starry night sat with you so high. A kiss so close to hold you tight. Take my hand and I'll show you the way. To dream of a night with a better day. 99 stars, but you shine bright. 98 problems, but you make them all right. 6-string guitar, but not enough words to sing. 7 billion people, but you're my one thing. 'Cause it was 4 a.m. when you called me up. Sun dancing in your eyes, a scarlet dream to hold you tight. It was 4 a.m. when you told me you loved me. Moon dancing in the sky, a scarlet dream to hold you tight. Two bottles down, we still want to go. 4 days in, but I can call you home. Be by my side and stay. I promise I won't go away. 'Cause it was 4 a.m. when you called me up. Sun dancing in your eyes, a scarlet dream to hold you tight. It was 4 a.m. when you told me you loved me. Moon dancing in the sky, a scarlet dream to hold you tight. Cause it was 4 a.m. when you called me up. Sun dancing in your eyes, a scarlet dream to hold you tight. It was 4 a.m. when you told me you loved me. Moon dancing in the sky, a scarlet dream to hold you tight.
Very nice. Very nice. So, I've noticed a connection between two songs.
Yes.
Stars?
Yes.
Do you write a lot of songs about stars?
No.
No? Just happens to be
With these two songs, what I've tried to do, like I did with my first EP, is try to write a story.
Mm.
And I don't know where these two songs will fit in the story as yet, but 4 a.m. is basically another song to say... I recently got engaged, and this song was sort of... I don't know how to describe it again. I just sort of write.
Okay.
It was a song that was... I knew I wanted to be with her, like, from the moment I met her. And long story short, before we got together, we spent a bit of time together, and we were up till stupid hours in the morning just spending
4 a.m. by any chance?
It was around there, yeah. I was just spending time with her and just being together. It's just a nice song, I feel like. Not a nice song. That sounds very very selfish, up myself. But quite a light-hearted song, even though it's quite a slow melody. I feel like it's quite light-hearted.
Yeah, it's very much like a ballad. Not quite a power ballad, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And that's the plan for the future, the next sort of EP. Will the two EPs be connected then? Because you're saying about stories.
I'm not sure yet.
I'll just give you an idea.
Watch this space.
Okay, so you talked about the future EP. What else have you sort of got planned for the future? More sort of gigs on the way? More songwriting?
I'm booked up with festivals now till end of September, and I am absolutely overjoyed to announce that I'm going to be performing Carfest, North and South Festival, with the likes of Paloma Faith, the Proclaimers, couldn't get my words out there, The Feeling, just a load of amazing artists, and I'm just overjoyed by it. When I got the email, I responded literally in 5 minutes. That's not like me. It takes me a day or two.
Sort of sit back and think, actually, is that email really there?
But yeah.
how do your gigs come about? Did you work with sort of agencies to find yourself? Because we were talking to an act last week, and he found work by sort of putting videos on social media and sending them out that way. Does people find you by listening, or do you sort of headhunt them as well? And
it's a little bit of both, to be honest. I headhunt quite a bit, and I send a number of emails out. A lot of them I've had replies to. I must say it is quite sad when I've emailed pubs, because a lot of places don't do live music anymore.
No.
And it's just a shame that people don't support it, if I'm honest. But
why do you think that is? Do you think it's just too much hassle for the pubs? Or
I think it's too much money for them to give out. And I completely understand from their point of view, if they're not necessarily getting the custom, they don't really want to be paying, for example, £100 every Friday or every Saturday for someone to come in, and they're only earning themselves 50.
Yeah.
I don't know how much a pub earns, but...
I know what you mean, If they're not going to make the money, then why they're not going to sort of pay out the money. But then you sort of think, well, if you're bringing in entertainment, it's something different. It might attract a slightly different crowd. You might turn up with 10 people.
Yeah.
Fans or family and things, they'll buy drinks, so they're going to make... I don't understand what you mean, And then, I guess as well, there's a lot of sort of red tape as well with sort of music licensing as well, which we don't really need to go into, but I know that's sort of been... hurting pubs as well, but...
Yeah, unfortunately.
So you've got gigs festival-wise.
Yes.
Pub-wise, I guess, as well. Any sort of close to home but that people go to, maybe sort of in the North Wales area lately, or...? Is that putting you on the spot again? Sorry.
No, just this weekend, on Saturday, I'm doing Leeswood Carnival in Leeswood at 4 o'clock. That's in Flintshire. And then on Sunday... I'm not too sure what it is. My fiance's auntie asked me to do this, and it's sort of like a, it's like a charity fundraiser. It's at Denby Rugby Club.
Okay.
And there's meant to be a load of things on, stalls and other live music and food.
Nice. We like food. So it's probably not the greatest question. But what's the dream? Is there a sort of a focal point that you're trying to achieve in music, or you just do it because you enjoy it? And
I've always said I would love to be on stage at Wembley. I've always said that, but
okay,
obviously it's a dream, isn't it?
People are allowed to dream.
Exactly.
I don't think Ed Sheeran would have found himself selling out Wembley four nights in a row 10 years ago. So.
No, but yeah, I just want to carry on doing music, to be honest. Just carry on releasing music, and hopefully people enjoy the stuff that I do.
Okay, and if people do want to find out more about you, how's the best way to sort of find you and things?
If they search on Facebook, Dan Pearce Music, I'm more than likely to come up at the top.
There we go.
Hopefully.
Easy as that. Dan Pearce Music, P-E-A-R-C-E, isn't it?
Yeah.
Music on Facebook, you can find it there. We'll put the links as well on our website and stuff.
Thank
where
you
people
very
can be able to listen again. Mm-hmm. It's been enjoyable. I've enjoyed myself as my headphones go off. Hang on, there we go, they're fixed. I've enjoyed myself. The music's been great as well. Thank hope you have as well.
Thank you.
And best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you very much.
But you've got a cover to finish with, a secret cover.
I do, yes. It's a song that I do on every one of my gigs, and it's always a crowd pleaser.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll finish with this then, and we'll say goodbye. Cheers, Dan.
Thank you very much for having me.
No problem.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, and darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, see my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. Now like a river flows surely to the sea, and darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. No, I can't help falling in love with you.
The big sound of North Wales.
Sound Radio.
Sound Radio.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Sound Radio Wales podcast on iTunes, and you can find them on our website at www.soundradio.wales/podcast.